Hello everyone, Anthony Crudele here from the Lodestar Trading Community, and welcome to Futures Radio, sponsored by CME Group. Last week we had Paul Franco on the show preparing us for the past FOMC meeting. Boy, was it busy. And I want to thank Paulie for coming on, and he did a great job explaining to our listeners what we should have been watching for coming from the Fed. To listen to that episode, please visit our website, LodestarTC.com, and click on the Futures Radio tab, or check out our iTunes podcast. Today we have Jeff White, Senior Director of Energy Products at CME Group. Today Jeff and I will discuss crude oil prices, some factors as to why they've remained so volatile lately, and I want to ask Jeff about the liquidity in the energy futures options markets, primarily natural gas and WTI crude. And I want to talk to Jeff about the growth in the shorter dated options and spread options on energy futures. We have Jeff on the line. Jeff, without further ado, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. Crude has always been the topic of a lot of traders' conversations these days. And over the past 10 months, we saw that big drop in crude. And then we had a big uptick in volatility. I'd like to have you talk a little bit about these moves and some of the broad factors behind them.
Well, Anthony, you're exactly right. We've seen over the last 10 to 12 months now, crude oil was trading over $100 a barrel about a year ago, and now trading under $50 a barrel, about $45 a barrel today. And in that same time period, we've seen the implied volatility of the WTI crude oil markets going from historic lows, sub 20%, around 18% or so, to nearly 60% at one point recently, and currently around 50% volatility. So there's a variety of factors that have influenced these lower oil prices. The biggest one is the increase in production we've seen lately, the oversupply. We have the highest supply of oil we've had in years, the waning demand of the market. The Saudis continue to produce oil at a very high rate, and we've seen slowing growth in China, a big consumer of oil. So in addition to these lower oil prices, we have seen the spike in volatility, as you mentioned. So some of the biggest factors that have caused this volatility increase are these large percentage price moves we've seen. So even though oil is at a lower price, we're seeing larger percentage moves each day. We still have uncertainty in the Middle East, volatility in the equity markets, and some of the infrastructure improvements in the energy fundamentals have more closely tied WTI to global oil markets. So what historically crude oil prices and implied volatility have had an inverse relationship, meaning when price collapses, volatility increases and vice versa. And this has gone on for many years in the oil market, as I know from experience since I was a crude oil derivatives trader for more than 10 years. So what does this all mean? It means with all this uncertainty, traders have looked to the energy options markets to hedge their risk here at CME.
Let's talk about liquidity. I think most of our listeners know that CME Group has pretty deep liquidity in the energy futures markets, especially WTI and Henry Hub natural gas. But let's talk about the liquidity in options on energy futures.
Well, Anthony, you're exactly right. Our WTI and natural gas futures contracts are the world's most liquid. But what many of your listeners may not know is that our WTI natural gas options contracts here at CME are also the world's most liquid energy options. So just to give you an idea of how liquid the WTI options market is here, we hit record volumes in August with over 200,000 contracts trading per day. But what's really interesting is that nearly 70% of that volume, or about 135,000-138,000 lots a day, were traded electronically. Now, this is a new record here in energy for so many options to trade on screen. And in my opinion, the most interesting piece of that stat is that nearly one-third of that electronic volume are traded on screen as multi-leg options strategies. So traders that want to do basic strategies like straddles or strangles, put spreads, call spreads, and such have been going more and more to the screen to do those. But also, traders that want to do more advanced strategies like a ratio spread or a risk reversal have also been using CME's Globex platform to trade these strategies electronically. Now, in natural gas options, while we don't see those types of volumes electronically, we do see strong liquidity with more than 10,000 contracts trading per day on average. And just like in WTI options, natural gas options traders have also been using CME Globex to trade multi-leg strategies electronically, with nearly 40% of the volume on screen as a multi-leg strategy. So what that tells me is, no matter what a trader's strategy is, be it one lots of outright options or large chunks of option spreads, traders can find the liquidity they need on CME's Globex platform and energy options.
That's big news. I think it's setting a precedent for, you know, you and I were talking prior to coming on the show. I think it's potentially setting the precedent for what could happen in Eurodollar options down the road, you know, those complex multi-leg option spreads. Now, I want to ask you, why do you think that multi-leg option spreads have become so much more popular in crude?
So in the energy markets, traders often want to do low delta strategies or limit their risk to the upside or downside. And as many of your listeners probably know, vertical spreads and strangles are ways to do that. So these are strategies that traders or investors would typically call their broker for. But what we're seeing now is, with these huge improvements in liquidity on screen and these energy options, traders now will take the strategies they once previously used their broker for and now are going to the screen, and they're finding the best prices, the size they need, and the liquidity they need to get their strategies done at a good price.
Great. Now, as it relates to your energy options, how have your customers responded to this, you know, recent energy price volatility?
So, Anthony, in times of extreme volatility like we've seen in crude oil, traders and investors want to go to where the liquidity is and where they can trade the benchmark products. So, as we mentioned earlier, the WTI Nat Gas options here on CME are the most liquid in the world's benchmark. So, we've seen traders come flock to the exchange to trade their options with us as they want to hedge their underlying futures positions. And traders and investors have become more options savvy and understand how to fit them into their portfolio. So traders are using options here to take advantage of these volatility movements. You can profit on both increases and decreases in volatility, price moves up and down, capitalize on market moving events like inventory data and economic data releases. But what's really interesting too is that there is a wide variety of trading software that allows traders to access CME Globex. So whatever traders feel comfortable with, you know, they can use that software to trade our options. And so with such strong liquidity, easy access, and these volatile price movements, trading energy options here at CME has never been more attractive.
Let's talk about this record that CME Group had in August. 50% of energy options now trade electronically. I mean, what do you think is contributing to that growth?
So, Anthony, that's actually an all-time record, and we're really proud of the direction this market has moved. So, as we mentioned earlier, when there is volatility in a fast-moving market like energy has been lately, traders want the quickest and easiest way to get their trades done, and what's quicker than trading it on screen? So, traders are becoming more comfortable trading electronically. They're using RFQs to trade strategies. And in case your listeners aren't familiar with an RFQ, it's a request for a quote. And that's how traders have been trading these strategies that we discussed earlier electronically. They'll ask the market for a quote, and the market will come back. You know, so we've also seen an increased number of participants in the CME energy markets. So typically, the energy markets have been dominated by energy professional traders, but what we're seeing more and more of are traders who understand how to trade options or understand volatility and may not know anything about energy fundamentals have been flocking to the energy markets to take advantage of the volatility and price movements we're seeing. So what does this tell me? That CME's energy options markets, you know, and CME as a whole have the tools to meet the needs of all types of traders, be they professional energy volatility traders or retail investors.
All right, let's move on. I understand that CME Group also offers a range of shorter dated options and spread options on energy futures. Can you talk to our listeners a little more about what those are, who's using them, and why they're seeing this growth?
Well, Anthony, I'm really glad you asked that question, because we do have a product that we're really excited about, our product line, the crude oil and natural gas weekly options. A lot of your listeners may be familiar with weekly options from the equities world or even CME's other asset classes in our foreign exchange or our equities group. We do have really liquid weekly energy options. So the way a weekly differs from the standard monthly option is that the weekly option expires each Friday, where the monthly option expires once per month. So a short-dated option like a weekly option, it's a lower premium option because there's less time to expiration. Many traders and investors are familiar with them because they're used to trading them in the equities markets. What we see a lot of traders taking advantage of these weekly options around market moving events, such as an OPEC meeting, the weekly storage data in both crude oil and natural gas, jobs numbers, anything that traders think will move the market. Traders have been using weekly options to take advantage of that. But what's also interesting is that we've seen a broad spectrum of traders use weekly options, from commercial physical hedgers hedging weekly cargoes to retail investors to hedge funds even using these weekly options. So they've become extremely popular in crude oil. They trade about 1,000 lots a day right now, and we expect that to continue to grow. But another product I want to mention briefly are our calendar spread options. And this has become a very hot product. It's our second most liquid crude oil option here at CME Group. And what a calendar spread option is a single option on the futures spread price. So if you have an opinion on where the December versus January spread is going or where the forward curve is going in crude oil, you can capitalize on that opinion with a calendar spread option. Now, these are primarily used by commercial hedgers to hedge storage or hedge fund traders to speculate on where the price of oil is going, the spreads are going. But we think there's an interest here across all traders that they can find their niche in the counter spread options market.
Great insights, Jeff. Great, great insights. Now, I know you're a busy guy, so before we let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add to today's show?
Yeah, Anthony, the last thing I want to mention is just that we have such a wide variety of energy options here at CME Group. So no matter what type of trader you are or what opinion you have on the market, we have the product and liquidity that's going to be right for them.
Thanks, Jeff. I hope you'll come back sometime.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you, Anthony.
Appreciate you coming on. Remember, everyone, go to LodestarTC.com to get on our email list. This way you'll know when the shows are posted, who the upcoming guests are, and what topics we will be covering. I remind you every single episode that this show is for you. This show is for traders. We want it to be part of your routine. That's why I always ask you to participate. Please follow me on Twitter at Anthony Cardelli. Use the hashtag Futures Radio. I want you to post your questions. Make comments on today's show or prior shows, or also suggest to me a show or potential guest. So before I let you go, remember the three words that I think about every day before I begin to trade on my machine: preparation, anticipation, execution. Take care, everyone, and trade well.